Welcome to Run, Build, Grow, the podcast that laces up its running shoes and dives deep into the heartbeat of the communal spirit of running. I'm your host, Andrew Ware, the Runnin' Rev, and I'm thrilled to take you on this exhilarating journey where we explore stories that go beyond the pavement. And friends, we are going beyond the pavement today with this interview with Bobby Chryselis from Arkansas. You heard that right, friends, Arkansas. Arkansas running community coming in hot as Bobby joins us today. Mustachio Runs on Instagram. This is a conversation you are going to want to listen to. Oh my goodness, this was a fun one. Someone I connected to on Instagram, and a story that is worth hearing, a connection that is worth making, just an overall amazing interview that we have coming in for you today as we explore the story, not just of his community in Bentonville, Arkansas, but the community that he has extended out. He not only is trying to make a difference in his local community, but also to take that feeling of community much further than just Arkansas. And so let's dive in and let's hear this conversation. All right. Welcome in, everybody. This week, we welcome in, Bobby, let me know if I get it right. Bobby Chryselis, right? Chryselis?
You hit it. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
That's perfect.
We have Bobby Chryselis from Arkansas, or maybe Arkansas, as some people may call it. Bobby, how you doing today?
Oh, it's definitely Arkansas. I'm doing great. Doing great, Andrew. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, listeners, this is another one. I love how this podcast has shaped itself because it really is these like just random connections. You and I connected after the episode with Paisley came out. Paisley's from Texas. You're from Arkansas. Y'all know each other basically from the social media world. And so it's one of those situations where I'm just loving how far the running community reaches. And so another awesome opportunity to come in and gather together. But before we get really too deep into that, Bobby, what is your community and what makes your community awesome?
Awesome. Yeah. So we are in the Northwest Arkansas region, a unique area in the fact that you've got three major industries or three major companies in the Fortune 100, Walmart, Tyson Foods, and J.B. Hunt. And Arkansas itself is a very fragmented state in populations and areas, but a lot of development that is going on, and but yet staying true to their missions of growing sustainably and utilizing its natural resources. So the Walton family has been very, very adamant about protecting the area for our natural resources, but also bracing ourselves for the growth that comes into the area. And so we've really become very noted as a mountain bike community, but our really hidden gem has been our running community in Northwest Arkansas. It's much like I just explained, our running community is in fragmented into a number of different groups. But the cool thing about that is that you can get and be involved in each one of those groups at any point in time and have, you know, multi-memberships where in sometimes you feel like, well, you got to choose one or the other. And so that's what the unique side of this. And I usually just try to migrate towards more of a community build for our area. My wife and I are small business owners in the downtown Bentonville area, involved in that aspect of it and really in being engaged in the community. And that's what the Bentonville does really well from their initiatives in their park or recreation called Run Bentonville. It has a number of different groups. And so it's just a really natural way to get involved in the area and really just kind of ride with the benefits that the state provides, you know, the area provides.
Well, and I was going to say, you know, not a lot of people, one of the things that kind of attracts me to this idea is when you and I first talked, you mentioned Arkansas. And it's almost one of those things where sometimes we feel like running communities are for like the big city areas, right? The popular right. areas that we all know of. But running communities are vital just no matter where we are, right? This idea of community, this idea of running together, it really stems from this understanding of if there are runners in a place, you know, there is a running community. So, what has it been like for you in Northwest Arkansas? You know, how long have you been a part of this community? What's been your role throughout your time in this community? What does that look like for you in this journey?
Yeah, Andrew, in 2019, just to give you a little background, I'm in my mid-50s at that point in time. I am not in a good mental and physical state, just making a transition into small business ownership from a corporate world. It's time that my wife and I took on this endeavor, really played its paid its toll on us. And I just felt like, you know, this is a time that I need to get myself healthy and find better balance. And so I actually just kind of thought about, you know, developing good, healthy habits. And through that transition, and I was able to lose a good bit of weight and then incorporate running into that as, you know, to sustain that and to help, you know, but both my physically and mentally was the use that I had for run. And I felt early on that that was just going to be myself, you know? And so community wasn't anything that I really thought about because I did, as most of us will feel like we're not talent is not the word for it, but we just, you know, we don't really identify ourselves as runners because we're not convinced that we're going to commit to it, you know, from it. So again, I was using this as more of sustain the work that I had done. And through that is how I got introduced to the community of running. And that's where the growth really began and where what I set out as just, you know, goals of, hey, I want to get to this weight or I want to get to this became not concentrated on weight because it was more concentrated on the sustainability and the continuation of running and enjoying it. And not dreading something, but enjoying something through the community of the group that people have it. And then you run into people and you fill out, you find out that they're having the same goals that are set forward or the same way that they entered into this as you, you know, looking to use it as a resource for just to better their life or better their health. And so that like-minded mentality that passes around everyone is what fuels you into becoming more and more involved in the community.
And so you start to get involved in this community. And what are sort of the immediate impacts that you begin to see from those who you're participating with?
Well, first of all, it's almost the enjoyment side of it. The ability to do things every day and not you know, find excuses not to do things like that. And I don't know if it's so much of you know, being where you feel like you have to because you make a commitment to be with someone. It's something that you truly enjoy doing, you know, getting out with other people. And so that was the biggest driver for me, and I think for others in our group, is just the camaraderie and the community of it. And then we just happen to be doing it running.
You know, I always say I find it harder to break a commitment when it's on my calendar, right? When something's planned, when something's scheduled, I really have difficulties being like, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, you know. But like, even the sheer act of just having it available and then putting it on my calendar, for it to be there, it's almost like it creates a level of like accountability between you and yourself, because you've given yourself that space. And so what does the community look like in, you say Northwest Arkansas running community, but then you talk specifically a little bit about Bentonville. And in my background, you know, you're like really Northwest, like you're up in that little corner up there. It looks like closer to Springfield, Missouri than you are to Little Rock. What's happening in this Bentonville area? What are y'all doing? Run club meetups? What does that look like? Is there like a bigger system of stuff? So what's that run community look like?
So like I said, it's a very fragmented community, but there's a lot of similarities in it. And the fragmentation is mostly because of, you know, the way that we have it set up. On dates or times, and you know, a lot of people are career driven, so they can't, you know, lunch runs are not possible. And so early morning runs and where you find your alignment towards is things that meet within your schedule. And so there's so many different groups, but my particular club that I am most consistently involved in is called Ozark Mountain Bagel Elite Joggers. We're not ashamed to call ourselves joggers, but so this is a small business owner that is really close to one of our locations. He's got four locations and bagels, you know, bagels and coffee are a carb build and warm the heart and warm the brain. And that's usually where a lot of runners seek refuge in before and after. So we just formed this group where we meet at 5:30 in the morning with one group location. And then for those that are looking to carve out, you know, 10 miles, we'll run for 30 minutes and then we'll come back to the air. We'll do a down and back and we'll come back to one of the locations at 6. And that's where usually where the biggest group is. And we have varied paces and varied distances. And so we will, as a group, typically run 4 to 6 miles to in that hour time frame. And then Ozark Mountain Bagel opens at 7. And then we join for community and have bagels and coffee and discuss. And so that's an op. There are a number of other different clubs at different times that meet up. Mm-hmm. And again, as a community, when we come together for our events, through Run Bentonville or whether it be training for other events, we will all a lot of our groups will meet up from others. We've got groups called Wolfpack, another small business that's super involved into our community is Rush Running, which is a small business that operates in Bentonville and in Fayetteville. For it's a running store. And so they are really great resources for everyone. And that's, you know, I will tell anyone that's starting to run, that's one of the most important things is getting the right direction from people that know the sport. And so we get involved through a number of different events through here and meet up.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think one of the big sticking points for a lot of people is getting out and finding these places. And one of the things that you kind of talked about, you know, in some of the stuff that you sent me is about how the running community kind of helps you to build that consistency. It really motivates you. And you talked about that a little bit today. And I think for a lot of folks, where they are, and this is why I think this is a great perspective to bring in, is no matter where they are, there might be that timidity of going out and either finding a club, like what might it look like? How do things like that work? And so from your perspective, as you've gotten involved in this running community, what have been those places, what have been those times that have kind of pushed you a little bit to make you know that it's almost worth it to have found this community or to have helped been a part of this community?
Well, the biggest thing is that, you know, we use running. I'm using running to really balance my life. And when you move that over into life happenings, it provides that structure. You know, in any given time, there's going to be some obstacles that you have that you know that are going to go through a different duration period. And so within running, knowing that you ultimately want to run a 5K, a 10K, or get to the level of a half marathon or a full marathon, you know, that's the same thing as if you move that over into your work life, is that you've got a large mm-hmm. project. It's basically setting yourself up to reach that point, to reach the goal that you have at work. And so the application that I use in running, and most of the others that I run with are the same way, is that we're kind of utilizing this, and this is a great, you know, it's a great life lesson and then showing you that consistency is the key. And having joy in the everyday aspect of it, not so much focus on the end project or I can't wait till I get to this is done, is that enjoy that space in between.
And
it's especially important when we think about not just that local community, but also this sort of next level that goes up and the ways that we encounter others who aren't just in our running community. And so it almost becomes a step of boldness to get involved locally, because then we think about the ways we also get connected beyond our local community. And, you know, you've been a part of, you said Lululemon, you know, you clearly are going and finding other runners on social media who you can connect with, who you can be a part of and do a lot of those kinds of things. So what's it been like for you integrating yourself into these communities, coming in and making sure that these communities are places where you are experiencing growth, but also where you are offering something for others as well?
Yeah. So, you know, one thing that I think that most of us, most of the running groups, I mean, especially, I mean, when we look to align ourselves in groups, are if I reach out to other runners, influencers through social media, I just really look for similarities. I think that some of the apprehensions we at the local level face when you're first getting into it is, am I going to be accepted? I'm not really a runner. What if I can't, you know, I run fast enough? How do I fit within the pace? And so the hardest part for anyone that's making that transition or to get into running is usually just showing up. And that's mm-hmm. where your biggest fear and anxiety is built up. And then where you talk yourself out of going to a running group, even though everything might align with that group. These people are in the same age group as I am. They seem to be in the paces that I think that I can do. But you'll think of 100 reasons why you won't, you know, join that. And it's usually that apprehension. The other thing is that, well, I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to feel out of place. And all of our running groups that we have are really, we really try to select that mantra of, you know, y'all means all. So we want people that join our Ozark Mountain Bagel group running, whether you run, you know, whatever distance you run, whatever pace you run, we want you to feel welcome. But in executing that, that's often difficult because, a lot of people within your group are training for certain events, or they have a schedule that they need to make and they can't run 6 miles. They need to run 4 miles in adjustment. So what we do is go out and, you know, just say, hey, look, you know the drill. Come at 5:30 if you want to run up to 10 miles and we'll circle back and meet you at the 6 o'clock group. And if you don't even want to run that day, then come meet us for coffee and community at 7 when Ozark Mountain Bagel opens up. And so we want that to happen. But what happens is that, you know, the fear of leaving someone behind, even though your mantra and your whole initiative is that everyone runs, is that people feel that, hey, we're leaving someone behind. And really it becomes an issue where they, they want to be involved, and I'm really choking mm-hmm. on this. I've lost thought,
Andrew. No, you're good.
So they've lost thought on. They lost interest or fear because of not being able to run at that particular pace. Whereas, you know, the community and group you have is that you show everyone has vulnerability to that as an actual running group, but by reaching out in the larger, you know, to like Paisley and other, is that you're able to show that, hey, look, every group has that issue. We all want to say mm-hmm. that we don't leave a runner behind, but, you know, there's also responsibility of those particular runners to say, hey, you know, I know that these people have stated when they're going to run, what pace they're going to run, and I'm going to align with them. And we've got an out and bike, so I adjust my schedule to run or my route to run to where I'm not solo by myself. And so mm-hmm. I think that what I'm trying to say is that I utilize other communities that share some of the same ideas and are paranoid about the whole thing about being contradictory or, you know, to that particular fact.
Yeah, I mean, as a run club leader myself, it's often so difficult sometimes to get that like all paces welcome across. Because there is that timidity of, you know, what does that actually mean? And we have people show up and, you know, they see some of the folks in our run club and they're, you know, they might not be the same pace as them, but encouraging confidence in that. So if you're, you know, just, you know, speaking to the void right now, in this, and I mean, it kind of goes with the theme of this podcast, but if you could give that message to someone, you know, I don't want to ask one of my closing questions because, but I want to get there already because it feels like that's one of the big things that we want to do is how are we inviting people? How are we making people feel comfortable? And so if you're having a conversation with someone and maybe there is that bit of timidness in their voice of, you know, should I, shouldn't I, you know, maybe what are some of the things that you're telling them about your Ozark Trails group? Or what are some things you might tell someone if there's like a big group run at some race that you're doing? So what are some ways that you're engaging with folks to help them maybe calm that sense of maybe anxiety that they might feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's just to be vocal. I mean, to be transparent in saying that, it's like when someone say, well, here's what my apprehension is like, well, look, I mean, if you're going to show up on that day to come run, then one of us will adjust our schedule for that. Mm-hmm. And so that's the thing is encouraging everyone is like, look, we've all had some of these apprehensions. I myself talk myself out of showing up for that run group probably 4 or 5 times. And so just being empathetic and sympathetic of where they are on that and just saying, hey, look, you know, when you state, hey, I'm going to show up, I'm going to come to it, someone's going to be there to help you, someone's going to be there to run along with you. Whereas if you just kind of leave it open and then show up, you know, and everyone else has, you know, the already runs planned or things of that sort, you know, that's where we always feel, you know, I guess guilty in a sense. But and so I guess in answering your question, the best way is just to be totally transparent. And, you know, I go to seek people that usually because of my affiliation with as an ambassador of Lululemon or having a small business that is kind of engaged in the outdoor area and a lot of correlation with that. I mean, those conversations come up. We're right next to bike shops. We're, you know, we're people that walk into our store are active outside in the running community. And so I'm always inviting them through that. But, you know, social media provides that. And like you said, that's how the outreaching portion of it is that you're able to get inspired by other people because you're not running with them, but you're seeing what they're doing in their life. And it's not so much about what distance and what pace that they're doing. It's just how they're managing everything and how they're staying consistent within that. And so just trying to be transparent to people about, you know, what are you looking for? Our area and our running group and our community is easy to sell. It's just, you know, the other part is just getting someone to come into it. And we've all been to that. We've all been to that stage.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's so important in that for folks to feel comfortable in that group perspective, right? For folks to feel like it's a place where I can be, where I can be myself. What in your life have you experienced that's allowed you to kind of bring that mindset into these running groups? Because just from where I am, from my perspective, and listeners, y'all may know, like the Run and Rev, you know, I am an ordained, you know, reverend in the United Methodist Church. And so that manner sometimes of authenticity, of reality, it's something that we often don't get in life. And it's something that we often don't get in community, unfortunately, but it's one of the things that I often see really well expressed in running community. And so for you, how has that developed over your life? That sense of authenticity, that sense of reality of, you know, that sense of compassion when people are coming in and they're meeting Bobby, they see Bobby, right? You don't have to put on a mask. You don't have to be anything different. And so from my perspective, it seems like if folks are coming to your run club and they see you and you're interacting with them, I can imagine that there's a sense of comfort there because they feel like, okay, this guy is being authentic. this guy's being real. And so how have you gotten there in your life to bring that realness, to bring that authenticity in your life, to help others feel that sense of comfort?
Just because I've had that, I had that point of where, you know, I was not mentally, there wasn't good balance in my mental, my physical, my financial health. And so running became that course. I didn't think through about what the community side of it, the involvement that which we're in, that was going to be building me up and really redirecting whatever I was, you know, I was just looking at it as a means to better manage life. Now I look at it entirely different. I look at it as this is life. This is this community to me, what it does for me is super important. And any way I can show someone else that's looking for that, or maybe doesn't have the answer, doesn't realize that is in what form, is that they'll find in a community like that, when you're able to talk on any subject. I mean, I'm sure, Andrew, you've in your running groups, you guys have touched on numerous different subjects, hot potato issues, you know, anything. Mm-hmm. Life struggles, bragging on kids, things of that sort. It's just a way. It becomes authentic when you make it authentic and when you realize the importance of what it brings for you. And that is, it's hard to articulate. And it's almost like that aha moment comes to you. It's like, gosh, you know, I just thought I was going to wake up in the morning or wake up at some point in time and run a certain distance. But now I find myself, that's what holds me to being consistent is to join that group and to, you know, find that others are dealing with it and their access into running is the same way. And that's what makes it cool, not only in the community level, is that when you look at other runners and you see their content and you see their authenticity, in why they run, why they manage it, how they manage their life. And it's not so much promotional. And those are the people that I migrate towards when it's really not influential or promotional. It's just authentic. And that's how I try to reciprocate back.
And that then extends, right? Because at this point in time in your journey, it's not just the Northwest Arkansas, the Bentonville running community that you're a part of, but what's it like to take this into races? Because, you know, I imagine that Bentonville, just like every place, right? I mean, I'm sure that there are the steadfast races that Bentonville can put on well. But then there's also like opportunities for you to go just like everybody else and run, you know, other places, whether they're destination races, whether you're running like world majors or like nationally known races, and or, you know, you're becoming an ambassador for running brands. So what's it like for you taking that sort of local authenticity, local reality, and now either partnering with brands or going to races that aren't in this hometown space? What are you bringing to these races when you're going?
Well, I'm bringing my community. I mean, I'm a very competitive person, and I'd like to say that I always, you know, I probably always approach races as an A or B goal. My whole existence in running, as I said, was never with any idea of running an event or certainly not trying to hit certain goals or hit certain paces and things of that. But what in basically seeing that other people had confidence in me and other people inspired me, that then it becomes, well, I want to showcase what you know, what our area is about. And I mean, we run these paces, and if I can stay within that, then I run that. My whole identity as Mustachio Runs became from our community. One of my friends and I, Jason, we decided that we were going to, this was during the pandemic, and we decided we were going to maintain running a marathon, and we ran from downtown Bentonville to Fayetteville. The routes within the trail are around 32 miles, but the way that you can cut it off, you can make it exactly of what we call it, the Fayetteville-Bentonville Square to the Fayetteville Square, was 26.2 miles. We had it mapped out. And we started at my location, which happened to be the location that a retail store in Fayetteville called the Mustache Store opened and had a Bentonville location, and they had a Fayetteville location. So we ran from my location, which was previously the Mustache Store, to their Fayetteville location. And so we called it the Mustache Run. And we each grew mustaches, much to our wife's they weren't so happy about that. But somehow during that run, I told myself, you know what? I'm not going to shave this thing off until I qualify for Boston. And so this was in 2020, and I'm still have the mustache. So I just changed my name to Mustachio. Mustachio Runs is my handle. And at the point in time that I qualify for Boston, then I'll probably take the mustache off. But now everyone's like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. But so that's just how that came about.
Yeah, you know. I was gonna say, you know, I mean, you got the whole branding on the Instagram, and so I feel like you have completely, you know, turned into the swerve on this one. You cannot get rid of it. And I often say that or think about it in that way. Not that even I felt like I had to brand myself in a certain way, or any of these like nationally known runners felt like they feel like they have to brand themselves in a certain way in order to you know, be a part of this community. But, you know, as we're going out to these races, what does it mean for us to be in community with people that we're meeting, you know, maybe for the first time, maybe it's the only time we're going to meet them? You know, I think back to that episode I had with Paisley, where she talks about her introduction into the running community was meeting people at New York City Marathon, and what it's like for us to interact. And like you said, you know, we're not just bringing ourselves to these races, but we're bringing our communities to these races. Because whether we're bringing people with us or not, you know, people often, when we go to these races, you know, they'll ask, oh, where are you from? You know, I tell them, it's like, all right, I'm from Hampton Roads. Immediately when people hear Hampton Roads, a lot of times they think about, you know, Shamrock, if they're familiar with it. A lot of times they won't think about Shamrock, but they'll think like, oh yeah, Virginia, that's like Marine Corps. And I'm like, kind of, right? And so you're definitely bringing a part of who you are with you when you go into that. And so when you're working with brands, when you're working with people beyond your running community, what is the story that you're telling of the Northwest Arkansas running community? What's the story you're telling about running in and through Bentonville? What is the story that you're telling about Ozark runners? And how are you presenting that as something that people are also not just kind of digesting, but that they're learning about what running community can look like?
Well, I didn't have to manipulate or make up a story or create a brand. It was just how it naturally derived, and that's how our community is. And so there are other runners in our group, you know, that are equally recognized just because we're able through, you know, through at the local level and through what we put out in content. We're when you focus your everyday, when it's not just, you know, one pick of your run and not, you know, a picture of your watch and the pace that you ran, it's the artwork, the building, the areas around you, that you're feeling great one day, that you're feeling cruddy one day, that you're basically living life, and this is why you're running. I mean, I'm never going to gain anyone's attention from the pace of which I run or the distances of which I run. I'm I connect just because of, like you said, in sharing and liking, in commenting and boosting other runners up that I feel, hey, you know, I set out for an A goal. I missed it. I know how that feels. I set out for, I train and hit every training regimen online. And then I get to New York and it's 78 degrees and I miss this. And I had my whole heart set on qualifying this because it was going to coincide with something, you know, that was really motivational. A friend was going to be able to run it, or celebrating a particular parent or a brother or sister's accomplishment, or you know, something of that sort. So it's just, it's sharing life and how you got there and just being natural and authentic. But I mean, so our community speaks for itself. I just reflect that back to what, how it's become important to me, why it's important, and how I never fathomed that it would be like that. So, you know, meeting Paisley and meeting different influencers or different people in different areas that I've never run with, is that when you get to those events, I mean, it's as if you know them even better than the people that you run with, because you've shared so much of that and they've done such a great job of being authentic about it. I mean, you look at a lot of their content, they're never judgmental or only to, you know, because it's in a promoting of a brand, or it's, you know, for the elite of runners or those that run this particular distance. I mean, they're just doing a great job of showing, hey, I'm living life. I'm good at it sometimes, I'm bad at it sometimes. And my community is what makes and gets me through that. And so it's like, you can't wait to go and meet them, you know, and take that Instagram handle and meet the person in front. And that, so the events become that celebration, because again, the biggest thing is the biggest joy that you need to find in your running group and in your community is the day-to-day activity. That makes even the more events that you train for much more enjoyable, because you've already done the hard work.
Yeah. I mean, I tell people all the time that it's almost as if many times the starting line is actually the finishing line. And the starting line is the point that you begin to, that you get to begin to celebrate. And of course, for those of us who are a little bit more competitive, our celebration looks like trying to take a mad dash on a 10 miler or a half marathon or something like that. But I also think of those, I love that perspective of, you know, how broad are we building out our communities, right? Because again, you know, when a lot of folks think about, you know, maybe where they're from, it's like, all right, I'm from my just little corner of the world here. Like this is my little space. And this is our little club. Like we talk about, you know, our run club that we have at our brewery. And, you know, we always talk about this side of the river and, you know, cause there's the Elizabeth River that kind of separates our part of Hampton Roads from other parts. And so we've got our like little corner of community, but to like limit yourself to that little corner almost limits your understanding of what running actually means.
Right.
And it's always nice. Yeah. And it's phenomenal to get that perspective of, yes, this is just the group that is meeting together on a regular basis. But how are we drawing inspiration from those beyond? What are some of those stories? What are some of those places where you're drawing inspiration within the Northwest Arkansas community and even then beyond Northwest Arkansas?
Yeah. Well, so we were actually one of my running mates and I had a 10-mile run and we had a really good discussion. You know, we're in the heat of another political stage here, an election period. And so you realize at the national level, you know, so much attention is done to it, but how much does it really impact you? I mean, do you feel like what is the value of your vote or your opinion at the national level? It's certainly important, but then you take it to at the state level, it's another stage slightly better in meaningfulness to you. But again, it's you know, decisions, yes, the decisions that they make and the decisions that we make in that standpoint are super important. But at the local level, I mean, that's where it is really, where it's tangible. It's super important to focus at the local level of that. So you take that same analogy and you take it into the running group. When everything's aligned and you're utilizing and you're really taking part in building and being a part at the local level, it's the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. That somewhere at the state level, people recognize the importance of Northwest Arkansas. And then when you've reached that ear at the national level, it takes effect. So really our running communities, because we'll have so many similarities of why even the groups were created, we'll have so many different similarities of, you know, some of our apprehensions of where we don't want to, you know, we don't want to be like we're not approachable because we're doing something that, you know, the common people feel is, why do you guys run 50 miles a week? And so we want everyone to feel, you know, welcome in that standpoint.
And I think that often becomes one of the big driving factors for how we build community and what that can look like for us when we're interacting with one another. Because to move it back to sort of that, you know, election kind of conversation, you know, even when you talk about national elections, all elections are local, right? You know, walk down the street here and I go to my local precinct, and those are the people that I'm in conversation with. Yes, in a lot of ways, we're making decisions for our local city council, our local school board, our local mayor. But in that same voting booth, we're also making decisions for people who represent us on the state and on the national level. And what that means for us is, you know, how is the community we're building here creating that, not necessarily influence, but how are we also creating that relationship, not just between, like, you know, Bobby and Andrew, right? It's not just a relationship between the two of us, but it's the relationship of, say, like our running communities, like the communities that we're bringing together, and how are what you and I doing impacting our local communities that are then impacting these bigger communities all over the place. And I wonder, the more that this, this run influencer kind of thing continues to go on a national level, I wonder how much more those stories, you know, I almost see it, the people that I enjoy following most are the ones, like you said, it's often not just the run selfie. Now, people get a lot of run selfies from me, but it's kind of evening those out to also showing off, like, hey, I'm not just running by myself. I'm not logging miles by myself. But I'm logging miles with others. You know, I think Brooks just had their Brooks Hype Fest up in Chicago. And I love seeing all of the folks I know who are part of the Brooks Running Collective, just like sharing videos of them running together and like running down the river and just having all that fun. Because to me, that's what brings the joy for running, is you have all these people who are getting together and they're having fun on the run. And in a lot of ways, in an event like that, they're representing their local running communities on a lot of levels, and they're bringing the spirit of their local running communities into that space. So as you're looking forward, as you're, you know, I think one of the, I mean, I'll kind of wrap this up here just to bring it here, but a lot of folks, when they think about ambassadorships and they think about sort of where they're branding and where they're representing, what's, not that you're looking for specific brands, but I would hazard to guess that as you're looking at places where you're connecting beyond Northwest Arkansas, say with brands like Lululemon, or when you're connecting with races, you know, what are you looking for from organizations, companies, races, clubs? What are you looking for out of these places as you're seeking to connect beyond Northwest Arkansas to, like you say, extend that running community?
Those that are inclusive, you know, we just talked about our running groups and everything else, the ability, you as an ordained Methodist, you know, preacher, you're not you could have Jewish people come into people of different faith coming in there running, and that shows that hey, we can all have our different backgrounds, our different beliefs, and what we're here for is that show that the unity of us and finding one common, we can find this one common area, even though so many aspects of our life are different. And this is how we use this to manage everything and to find that, you know, they're not the great big bear, because they are in a different doctrine or different belief than you are. I mean, that's what I love about our community. That's what my existence as a brand ambassador for Lululemon is. What I admired about them most was their authenticity, their inclusiveness, and that it was more focused not on a product or it was focused more on the motion of lifestyle and being happy motion. They just going to happen to try to find products that align to make that even better and really promote the spirit of community. So a lot of brands actually go out and find the different influencer levels, those that are the elite athlete, those that are, social builders for them in that standpoint. A lot of, I think those that do it extremely well are those that focus on the actual motion, the lifestyle of all being inclusive. I actually was able to run for Michelob Ultra in the 2022 under Team Ultra for the New York Marathon. And then, you know, years later, you have the Bud Light situation, and you have this whole, you know, this whole mess on a brand that was super inclusive about, you know, of being non-inclusive to inviting everyone to do it. And they caught, you know, tremendous flack for something that they did not deserve, and that they were really promoting inclusion for everyone and a voice for everyone. And that's where we kind of muck it up as a society kind of mucks up the. So my ambassadorship through Lululemon was at a local level for our stores, and was more about our community building from that, and our dedication to motion and happiness and letting everybody get involved in it.
And I think it's so important, right? I mean, I love what you said it earlier. You wrote about it when I sent you all the questions and stuff, but you know, on it all. And it really, how are we making sure that what we're doing together is together, right? How are we building up the community? Because I often think that it doesn't matter like what the central point of community is, right? For us, it's running. Like we get together, we run. But also at that very base level, you know, what are we doing as runners to make our community better? And I often think about that as I'm looking towards races, as I'm looking towards groups, as I'm looking towards all of these different things, is how is running making society better beyond just, you know, the movement is health thing. But I love that reflection of, you know, we can't like fully live into that unless there is that state of inclusion, unless we make people feel like they're welcome. Because, you know, and I like, again, walkers are runners. Like, I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say. Go and watch the Olympics. Those speed walkers, there is that hair fraction of a second. But because it's sometimes hard to delineate that, right? You know, we call ourselves run clubs and we allow and not allow, but like walkers are a part of that. And so, how are we, and it's difficult to parse out that language, and people are like, well, what about walkers? And I'm like, they're runners. And so they're welcome to come whenever they want. And so I think that's, I mean, it's such a crucial and vital point when it comes to talking about how we're building community, because how can we expect to build community if there's people that we're intentionally trying to leave out?
Exactly.
And as we're moving together, if we're going to try and define, hey, you can only be a part of this community if XYZ. And I think even, I mean, in the running community, there's spaces and there's places, but I think if we're going to talk about running community at large, and we're going to talk about being leaders in the running community, then we need to be willing to know exactly what is the inclusive standpoint, right? Like we have training teams here in Hampton Roads. And a lot of the training teams will form themselves around paces. And they're like, all right, if you're aiming for a sub 3 hour marathon or a sub 4 hour marathon, like sign up with us. We're a training team. But it's not like they're also, because I also know a lot of these people, they're also like, but hey, if you're not, if this isn't like your space, then there's a 5 hour training team here. Or hey, if that's just not your jam, like we try and be really good about making sure that people know the entire landscape of the scene, because even when there are goals attached, there's still space for us to invite as many people as want to be a part of this community as possible. And I think that that's a lot of what this comes down to is, it, you know, I started at the beginning. People will probably know Bentonville from Walmart, but they'll also probably like find it on a map and realize it's not that big. And then, but then they'll see again how creating that community and opening that community up to allow it to be what it is also allows us and has allowed you, say, to create spaces for a lot of other people to get involved in a lot of other different places. And I think that's where the running community gets better. Is like, I can coach one person to this goal and I can coach another person to this goal, and they both have just awesome and amazing talent.
Right. I mean, it comes down to the execution of it. We all have the intent of it being inclusive of all paces, where y'all means all. And then sometimes when it's running, you open a possibility that someone may not perceive it that way. Their experience wasn't mm-hmm. that way. But being authentic and listening and looking to hey, well, what do you think we could have done better? But anytime that you say, well, that group is only for ages of 18 to 27 and paces of, you know, 7 minute mile or 9 minute mile pace, you know, that's, I mean, those exist and I have an issue. It's that's not what I look into my community in building. And so I think I've done what I feel like an awful job articulating it, is that, you know, running just becomes an extension of anything that you want to make from a life, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm long in the tooth in years, but I'm in the infancy stages of running. And so, you know, I'm the matriarch of our running group. We'll turn 60 in December, and I'm probably 15 years older than the closest, you know, someone in my age. But I don't feel out of place. I don't feel like, you know, I mean, if we go travel, sometimes Britt and Walker will say that they have to driving Miss Daisy type of deal, but no, I mean, we all know where our place is, and it's not you know, as the importance of all of us contribute to it, and it's just about being authentic and being real and enjoying the group, and then you know that you got traction in it when the next Tuesday comes along and the next Thursday come along, and the core group is there running again at 5:30 and at 6.
And it's getting folks to buy into that, right? It's getting folks to see what the joy is, what the impact is, and getting folks to recognize that, you know, I think one of the greatest things that my co-leader and I have ever done in our run club is, and we haven't done it in a while, and sometimes I think about it, but I've just been in such a weird place in my running journey right now. Not that I'm trying to focus on myself. I'm just trying to get back to run. Yeah. But we used to do it where, you know, his average pace on a run is 7:30. Mine was 8 flat. And we would just have run with the captain days. And we would get a group of like 6 to 10 folks. You know, we'd be like, all right, run with the captains today. And we'd have a group of 6 to 10 folks. And our rule was always we would abide by the easiest pace of the group that formed. And so and it was so funny because you'd have people who were like, oh, well, y'all are going to be running so fast. Like, no. All right. Who, like, all right, 13 minutes. Cool. All right. We're going to go at a 13 minute pace tonight. Or some folks would just be like, hey, I want to walk jog. And we're like, all right, cool. So we'd like come up with some intervals. We'd figure it out. Or like, if someone gets tired, like the group committed, it's like someone starts to get tired and they want to walk, the whole group committed. And it's like, all right, we're going to walk. And so, you know, I think about opportunities like that where we have to really show that sense of community and really live it out, even as leaders in the community, because you know, a lot of times, like we talked about earlier, it's that authenticity and that intentionality of saying, we recognize what is at stake here, and we want it to be as great and as awesome as we think it can be. So, all right, man, let's hit these end of podcast questions and wrap up our time. This has been an amazing discussion, but what is your favorite distance to run?
The marathon distance is my favorite distance to run.
All right, all right. What is your favorite thing to eat, drink, post-run, post-race? What are you grabbing? What are you going for?
Oh, that's a given. It's the bagel.
It's the bagel.
The bagel and coffee.
Well,
that's a layup question.
I was going to say, I feel like I'm giving you layup questions because you know what the last question is. And I feel like it's been the entire point of this conversation. But Bobby, give our listeners a reason to find and join their local group or their local run club.
It's just going to make you, it's going to round your life out. It's going to provide balance. It's a noted question that I had up front, but it's the hardest thing to answer because it really, everyone can benefit from this so much, and just getting yourself involved and getting out there and you know, loving the motion of it.
Amazing. Friends, after this conversation, if you're not getting out with your clubs, if you're not trying to find Mustachio Runs on Instagram, you are missing out on just some A+ content and some fun times. So listeners, y'all have a good day. Bobby's information is going to be right down there in the podcast notes. Connect with him because seriously, he is a great follow. Thank you for joining us.
Andrew, thank you so much.
See, I told y'all this was not a conversation that you wanted to miss. This is a conversation that I was so excited to be a part of, and to hear all of the things that Bobby is doing, the ways that he is reaching out, how he is connecting that local community to the statewide communities, the national community, all that stuff that he is doing. Oh my goodness. The joy and hope that I have for community, not just for runners, but community at large, the things that we can do together when we work together, do things together. We don't always have to agree. We don't always have to be on the same page, but friends, we need to be in the same book. We need to be in the same place. We need to care about the people who are around us. And I think that is the perspective that Bobby brought us today. We cannot do community just for the sake of it, but we do community because we care about others. And that is the vibe that Bobby is bringing full on. And what a great conversation it was to be a part of. I hope that you learned and got as much as I got from this conversation. And just hearing that story, you know, if you have a story, if you like Bobby, have a story that you want to share, if you want something that you want to talk about when it comes to running in community, I am always looking for guests. Email me, Andrew@runandrev.com. That is open. I'm always looking for great folks to interview. Make sure you go and you check out Bobby on Instagram, on Facebook, on Threads. He's on Strava. Just a great guy to connect with. Loves the running community so much. You can hear it in this interview. You can see it in the way that he talks about it. And so definitely worth going and checking him out on that. And if you want to come and you want to share your story, email me, message me, find me. I'd also love it if you would help to support this podcast. This is a lot of work, and I love doing it, and I love knowing that y'all are enjoying it. And so if you'd make sure just right there that you follow and subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting app, just making sure these episodes pop right up. While you're online, if you want to are on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, if you could leave me a rating and review and a comment, depending on which platform you're on, it really helps. It helps others see how awesome and amazing you think this show is. It helps me know what you are enjoying, knowing which guests you like, knowing what is hitting you most. Even if you just message me and let me know what you're enjoying, I love seeing those, love seeing what y'all are supporting. And you can also head on over to buymeacoffee.com/runandrev. You can drop a tip. If this episode was something that you really love and you just want to say, hey, great job bringing us this conversation with Bobby. Or if you want to become a monthly donor, you can do that as well. This is a great platform that I love that has been built out. And so you can head on over there. You can buy me a coffee. Actually, I have it set up. You can buy me a beer. Thank you so much. And help to support in that way. Help me so that I can continue to get these hosting fees, make sure that I have good equipment and all of that stuff. And this is so exciting to continue to bring you these things. I love the support that I'm getting. You know, I'm seeing the comments on Spotify. My buddy Chris always leaving me just great nuggets of wisdom that he is getting from this. If you haven't seen those, go over to Spotify comments, check those out. You know what? Drop one yourself. I'm going to respond to it. I promise. If you leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, I will give you a shout out, give you so much thanks and praise. Friends, if you leave me a donation, if you leave me a donation like our previous guest, Terrell, left one, I will give you a shout out. Thank you so much for that donation, Terrell. You are helping this podcast continue to go. So make sure you check those out. And remember, everybody, make every mile count.